Parshas Chukas begins with a discussion of the Parah Aduma and skips then 38 years. So back into the Midbar, the question which really has to be asked is why is this Parsha here at all? It is earlier time. In fact, we'll see something from Yaakov Kamenetsky, from Parshas of the Mara, but there's no reason for it to have to been here at this point. So why is it here? Number two, if you look at the psukim, it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'yalarum leimor zos chukas haTorah. So first of all, zos chukas haTorah. It should say zos chukas haPara. Asher tzivo Hashem leimor. Again, leimor. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'kichu elecha Parah Aduma asher ein bo mum asher lo alo alo. So one of the questions is why is leimor repeated twice? Question number two, why do we use the lashon of Zos Chukas HaTorah? And number three, which I'd like to explore, is why is the Parsha here at this point in any event? We know that this Parsha also contains with it the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu, of hitting the rock rather than speaking to the rock, the death of Miriam, the death of Aaron, the Nechosh Nechoshes. Is there a theme? What is going on in this Parsha? I'd like to explore just a little bit. The Emes Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, starts with the idea, Peirush Rashi, Lefisha Hasatan V'Umos HaOlam Monin Yisrael Lomer. The Umos HaOlam, they attack or they question B'nai Yisrael. Ma Mitzvah Hazos Umatam Yeshbo Lefisha Kosaba Chuka Gezerahi Milufanai Ein Lucha Rishus Laharer Achareha Akalashono. Vinira, and it seems the ikara shel Parah Aduma hi dineha. The ikar of the Parah Aduma is aspects. It's dinim. Shehi metahares tameim umetames the Torah. It is metaher the tame, and it is metame those who make him Torah. V'hainu dineha v'lokim etzvasa. And this is the kiyim. This is the din. But it's not the kiyim. It's not the svara. I'm smart, but I cannot figure this out. It's a gezerah I created. It's a chok that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made, and you do not have rishus to be mahara, to think about it. And this is the yisod. This is the very foundation of the avoda from Yira. V'isbarti b'zeh ma'ashakosef ha'chinuch af ha'pi sh'moneni levavi lechtov ramazim itamei ha'mitzvahs. Even though the minchas chinuch itself is always giving us a tamei ha'mitzvahs, the rationale behind doing so many of the mitzvahs, shekodmu l'atzah ha'pshat b'mitzvah zu, but in this mitzvah rofui zeh v'iru lefzos bov aleho klal, it's impossible not to say a word gam b'pshat. Our rabbis have spent time and great work in trying to figure out this greatness. He understood all of the mitzvahs with great chachma, except for this mitzvah. Chutz mizu. And it seems to be questionable. Don't we hold like Rabbi Shimon, who says you're dorish the tam mitzvah, when you don't have the rationale? Nishtana din hamitzvah. But not here. When we say the time of the mitzvah, we're talking about when you are a mekayim it. It means that you also understand, you expand, you have a greater kiyum by understanding it.
But
But what Shlomo is saying, that this whole essence of this mitzvah is that it was given as a gezeira, in other words, an acceptance of my word. Im kein kol tam shemotzei b'kiyuma mema'et hu b'tachlis ha-mitzvah. It's just the opposite. By trying to appreciate the tam, by trying to come up with the chachma of what's the rationale behind it, it defeats the very essence of Parah Aduma. The very essence of Parah Aduma, the mitzvah, is the fact that we don't understand what's going on. We don't understand the tam. It's gezeira gezarti. Uvizeh mevinam anu heite. From here we can understand very well. Lama bocha Hashem yisparach dafka beparshas Parah Aduma l'noli Yisrael b'mara. Now I understand why the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this parsha in Mara. Bishlama Shabbos v'kavod ayav v'aim v'dinim shenasal lahem b'mara muvan. I understand. Those mitzvahs are kivod avim and Shabbos. It's rational. You understand it. You appreciate it. Umishim sherotu shehem yikaimu eizem mitzvahs l'maisa. And since you want them to be mekayim certain mitzvos v'yiyosem muchanim, and therefore they will be more readily acceptable, ready to accept to kabbalas haTorah, ulekayim mitzvaseha, aval parah aduma adayin iyevshe ulekayim. But when he was even said then, it was impossible even to be mekayim the mitzvah. The habayina b'shvil zeh moed. If physically they weren't able to do it, there's no Ohol Moed at that moment. There's no Pesach of the Heichel. What was the purpose? What is the rationale for giving the Parah Aduma, the mitzvah of the Parah Aduma at that moment? V'mkein matam mashra lahem. Avobir adava, but the understanding of this kemosha diktuk Rashi b'parshas b'shalach. He gave them some of the mitzvos in order to be osek. To learn some of the Torah without being mekayim the mitzvos. El rak she yiskavnu lekabolas haTorah al yedei limuda. To prepare yourself to be mekabel Torah. Now I understand. From here you learn. It's not that we are mekayim the mitzvahs, or the reason why we're performing the mitzvahs is because we understand. With our minds, haim niram lanu. Because it seems rational, it seems good, it seems beneficiary. Elo, adarabba. Kan yesh lono mitzvah shekol kula. Sechish kol v'yitna rak b'shvil ha-gezeira gezarti. The essence of Parah Aduma. You're mekayim because God told us to do so. V'afal pi kein ono mekayim emoso. V'harei ze hachone nechone l'sha mitzvah satar. This is the proper hachana in order to perform other mitzvahs in the Torah. Sha'av sheheim muvanim kisekhna bekol makam anu mekayim osam b'shem shekach tziva habore. When we are mekayim this mitzvah, Rav Chaim Mishim Lovitz says the same thing. When we're mekayim the mitzvahs, it is not because of the seichel, it's not because of the rationale. The salvation is to say when you daven, you don't think of the philosophical ideas behind it. Perish Amilim. Simple Perish Amilim. That's all you do. Then every mitzvah is not because I'm going to enjoy it. You sit in the sukkah. You sit in the sukkah the first night with the whole family. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. And you can say, and you see when you're saying that mitzvah, you say, thank you. Thank you for giving me this mitzvah. Surrounded by my family. Such a beautiful event. But that's not why we're mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah, v'tzivanu, because I was mitzvah to do it. Ulefi zeh yesh lavin mashadar shel chazal meyapasak. Zos haTorah adam ki yomis biyohel. She'ein haTorah miskayemes ela b'mi shememis atzmo aleha. You're mekayim the Torah and you give up your life for it. Delech ora temua, my sheita dehai derasha leparshas paraduma. V'chilo haya mistabe yosel lemitrus derasha zur beparshas v'shinad lufanecha uchedome. Why are we mefarish? Why is the Chazal talking over here next to paraduma? When we say she'ena Torah miskayemes ela mi shememes, we're talking about that v'shinad lufanecha. That's a din in learning. What's it doing here? Alafize. Oh. Efshe shape de kiven de nemer parsha zu beshvil. Lachinam la kabbalas hator la horsa hem ki hator la malam is achleinu. Umi avne seina, once you realize that the Torah, the essence of the Torah, is so above our rational, our logic. Lachin nirmas lahem beparsha zu gufa she yefshe lahem lahasig. It's amkus hator. You understand that it's impossible to truly comprehend the depths of Torah. Elam kena yidei rov amal v'yigia ki lamala misechel, unless you give all of yourself to it. That's the Emes Yaakov. The Maral Ben Diskin points out something even more so to understand this idea. V'hinei be'eis shetziva kadosh baruch l'moshe rabbeinu paraduma, in the moment when he was giving this mitzvah, lo amar lo klala matach lisa. He didn't even explain to Moshe Rabbeinu what is the tachlis, what is the purpose. Not even from the understanding that this is the way to be mitahir those who are tamei. Not even a rationale of what it's going to, what are you trying to accomplish with it? Simply, shiyase paraduma. Kedidarish Rav Moshe Hadarshan Moshe Leben Shivcha. Simply tell him, go get me wood. What do you need wood for? That's not your business what I need wood for. Just get me wood. So the Maral is discounted. Only later on did the Kodesh Baruch Hu explain to Moshe Rabbeinu. And here, this is another rationale. This is the reason. The Arugas Habosim, I think, begins to give us an answer before we get to a magnificent idea of the Mi'ein Beis HaSheva. There's no question that the essence, the lesson of this mitzvah, of Parah Aduma, is to act in a manner that is told as Zos Chukas HaTorah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, what he means that chukas ha-Torah? This is the very essence of Torah. This is the very essence of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. To understand that you're being a shomer mitzvahs, not because you have a benefit of it, not because you rationalize it, not because you see the logic behind it, but simply because it's a tzivoy. Therefore, it doesn't say zos chukas ha-Parah, zos chukas ha-Torah. This is the essence. This is the chok. This is the chukas of ha-Torah. This is the very yesodos of what it means to be a Torah Jew. Comes the Arugas Habosim and explains it beautifully like this. Why do you say lamer twice? Kvar omnu mefarshim dehavilu lemein ba zos chukas ha-Parah. Gam hay lema de kosa rachmana lamele. Why do you have to say lema? Why are you saying it twice? Vinira. Bishyate de shmai yiksiv. Ra'isi keitz rachavi mitzvah sach me'od. I see the end. I see the purpose of your mitzvahs. Umavua. Bechovas halavavos tekoya pnimius hamitzvah she'en lokeitz. He's talking about the pnimius, the deep understanding, the deep accomplishment of every mitzvah that has no end to it. The ilo hamitzvahs haniglos, when it comes to mitzvahs haniglos, yesh ketz leminyanim, there's a limit, 613 mitzvahs. Tartayag mitzvahs nemru lemoshe misenai. Aval hapnimius shebehem, ein lehem shiyah ve'erach. Deeper understanding, the hachava of it. There is no limitation. Vafilu mitzvah chada ein lo shir l'malo. Vahayna da'ama lashin yachin. That's what it says, lashin yachin, rechava mitzvah. V'lo ka'amim mitzvasecha. B'loshin Rambam. Ayim nahakdamas in chavas. Ela da tzarech bi lefizeh l'shitas Rambam, which is brought down the Shulchan Aruch. De'i efshe l'chayiv atzom b'davar she'in akatsa when a person. It's simply choshe mishpat. There has to be, when I say I'm a chayiv to do something, it has to be ba'olam, it has to be a limitation. Tell me exactly how much I'm chayiv to do. $100, $50. How are we mechayiv ourselves on mitzvahs? When a person marries a woman, Pasuk HaRambam, you can be mechayiv yourself to your wife, even something which does not have a limitation. The Baha'i Hana, because of the Hana, the fact that we're getting this Hana, Gamrei Umachnil Hadadi. I am Gom Gemira's Das to be Machnil to Yisrael. The Inu Kutcha Brichu Im Knesset Yisrael. So too, the relationship between Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Hu Bechinas Zivag. It's a Zivag, it's a match. Kedachsivas Hashem Emrat Hayom. Vashem Emricha Hayom. Darshu Chazal. Hashem Yisrael Kiv Yochel Hischayiv Atzma Lebilti Lachlifas Yisrael Kemuma Acheres. God promised He will never exchange our nation with another nation. Ukumo Chayin Yisrael Chivu Atzmam Lebilti Laavod Ezulasa Yisbar Shema. We too have accepted upon ourselves to be Oved Hashem without qualms, without questions. The Vilti Lavodas Ulasa Yisparo Shemo Umemela Shapir Chayovim Lekayim Mashikim. And therefore, if there is this relationship of marriage of Klal Yisrael Nekodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore Rechayim to Mekayim, whatever comes as a result of this marriage, Mashi Yikablu Atzmam Afilum Hudava She'ino Katzav. V'nekvar Mavur B'mefarshim D'masha Shem Yisparach Tziva B'para She'ino Rechush L'Halar Acharam. What does it mean that by the Parah Aduma we don't have Rechush to be Mahara to even think about it? L'mod Ala Klal Kulu Yotza D'mizeh Nivchar D'cholem. It's all of the mitzvahs. Even when you think that that's the rationale behind it. Don't stand on it. Don't stand on that yisod. That's not why you're accomplishing. You don't think that it's not an irrational. We just don't know the rational. We don't understand the purpose. Nevertheless, the Torah says it's a gezerah. Gezerah gazarti. Nothing to think about. The inyan kodesh baruch hu im Yisrael amsku laso hi bebevchinas nesuin. Our relationship with the kodesh baruch hu is a relationship of marriage. There never would have been a chiyuv whatsoever. What does it mean, Nasa v'nishma? What does it mean that for all the future? Anything. How did we accept even the gezeiros of the Rabbanon? They weren't around at the time when we said Nasa v'nishma. Because we entered into a relationship of nesuin. Whatever comes out of the nesuin, whatever comes in the marriage, we were mimakabel upon ourselves to do. The two lemars is to show the nesuin from one to the other, from Kodesh Baruch to us and from us to the Kodesh Baruch. And what is that? It's a relationship of nesuin, a relationship of marriage, a relationship of commitment to each other. And therefore, when we act in as part of this relationship of mitzvos, it is not to accomplish because there's a purpose behind it, but is an afterthought. It is a ramification. It's a cause and an effect of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we understand Zos Chukas HaTorah. Therefore, we understand the Lamer Lamer. But the question is, but why is it here? Why wasn't a place, to be honest, according to Rabbi Yaakov, why wouldn't you say this prior to Parshas Yisro? That would have been a better place. Because it has really the whole purpose of the Paraduma is to show when you're making, when you understand what it means to enter into this marriage. What are your obligations? So comes the Me'ein Beis HaShoeva. I think it says something magnificent. Mamish magnificent, a different pshat in the Chait of Moshe. Hinei ha-mefarshim ha-emiku eitzel leva'er chetel shem Moshe Rabbeinu b'mei meriva. There are many, many, many different ideas in pshatim. What was exactly the Chait of Moshe? V'zeh omer b'cho, each one has their own idea. Hatzana shavash mehem shamatu eizen nidnut pagam. Everyone finds some pagam, something missing in the mice of Moshe. Avol l'chora yikshe masnisen de avos. Kol amazakas harabim ein chet debo al yado. How could this be that Moshe did such a chet? His whole purpose. He's constantly being mezakeh as a rabbim. He's constantly defending them. He's constantly teaching them. How could a chait come on his yado? Moshe zocha v'sichas harabim. Zochus rabbim toliboy. They owe everything to Moshe. V'mkein eich boli de chait. So how was he able to have this chait? Ubehechrich loma shalobo hachet al yado elei deacher. The chait wasn't through his hand, but through others. Vehebir shekarish baruch tziva v'dibartam es hasela. Vashkiso sa'eda. What was the mitzvah? What would God want? Peirush lo yishtu hamayim me'atzamim ela sha'atem tzrichem lashkosam. I don't want the water giving to them and they drink themselves. I want you to give them the water. Why should it be like this? Moshe said, what's going on? God wants to now judge these individuals just as the Meisota, to make a distinction between Tzaddik l'Rasha. Ben Ovid Elokim le'elo shelo avdu u'mislolunim ala Kodesh Baruch Hu, those who are worshipping Ovid Hashem, and those who are the complainers. U'chemoshe matzina b'maseh ha'egel. V'yikachas ha'egel v'yitchein asher Ad asher dak b'yizer al pnei hamayim b'yishak es bnei Yisrael. That's exactly what happened by the chayt ha'egel. V'yomru chazal shehishkam kedei lebodkom kisotos, to check them like meisota. V'lochein omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shkisos ha'eda v'es b'iram. Why v'es? Why don't you simply say ben ha'eda b'iram? Simply show yourself. Why the extra v'es? Alkein Moshe, that there was a havchana, what you feed their animals, and what you feed the people. Okay, Moshe raya mehemna b'ra'oso shekvar sofo tomo kol elu shenigza aleim lamus b'midbar. V'achshav heim kol ha'eda. He saw the past 38 years, the depths. This is what's left. Lo ratzo sheyamusu od mibnei Yisrael. Ginik, enough. No one else should die from Klal Yisrael. U'mosar nafsho l'man ha'klal. V'ovar al atzivoy. What did he do? His moser nefesh. He went against the word of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vehiko es hasela kidei shelo yitzarech lashkosam lubotkam kusotos. It should be that he hit the rock in order that the water will gush out, so that he will not be mashka, he's not being given to individuals, but they will be taking themselves. V'yotzu mayim rabim bateisht. And they drank. Me'atzmam, Adavir. B'li havdala ben adam l'bali chayim. This is the way only Orzen Novim Bemikra Mashama Moshe Rabbeinu Kisha Ochiach Yisrael Amaisa Meraglim. In Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells them of what happened to Meraglim, Gam Bi Hisanev Hashem Biglalchem Lemar Gam Atolos Ovisham. What does he say in Parshas Devarim? God got angry at me Biglalchem. What do you mean Biglalchem? You're the one who did the Chayt, not them. It wasn't because to save, it wasn't Al Yado, but to save the Shri, the left, the remnants. Enough! How many more have to die? I can't look at this anymore. How many more have to die? Moshe Rabbeinu is proclaiming. It's so simple to the Yesh, so similar to the Yesh Kodesh. The Ish Kodesh, remember in Parshas Chayisara. He also says at that point, Kav Yochel, as if Sarah turned to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and gave up her life. And gave up her life because of the great Pachad and Yira that she had. What do you mean you asked Avram Avinu? Lahalos Bini. What do you mean you asked that he should give my child to you and as an Akeda, even if it was never at the point that they would ever have been killed? But when you go through certain situations as a Jew, and because you're Jewish, and you come to that level of such great pachad, such great terror, such great yira for your life, you're scarred for life. And Sarah the Yesh Kodesh is saying, was talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want this for my children. I'm standing up to you. I don't want this anymore. How could you allow this to occur? And Moshe Rabbeinu is exactly saying that. Shelo yamusa mehem od v'yizkol yikonis ha'eretz. Avo biglalchem hisanef Hashem bi. Because alai shel echonis la'eretz Yisrael. God punished me for you because I went against the tzivui. Lachem espalim b'yom Hoshana Rabba. Laman neman bayis base. Masvigla mayim selahach v'yuzuva mayim boshienu kel me'uzenu. What does that mean? Laman Hashem poke b'meri of mayim. Why? When you're talking about, we're praying for the schus, the mayim. So why do we recall the chait of the mei meriba? Ken kosher betfilas geshem. Zechor mosu betevas gome ala selahach vayyotu mayim. Why then also do we recall that Moshe Rabbeinu was saved by Mayim and the fact that he hit the rock? Hu adava shetibarnu, shemoshe v'aron over latziva gedil hatzah b'nei Yisrael. They went so far, they were over in order to save Klal Yisrael. They transgressed latzivui, l'hatzah b'nei Yisrael. Me'ashkol l'sham habchana ben tzadik l'rosha. And because of this, it was chus zu mispalim shebitzit kosam chon hasharis hamayim. So now we understand. We really understand why is Parshas Parah Aduma here. Parshas Parah Aduma represents the commitment of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And the commitment between Klal Yisrael to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our lives are dedicated in the Avodas Hashem. And our performance of mitzvahs are without tam. It's because it's a tzivu, it's a relationship. No matter what occurs, we are committing ourselves to be following the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol derachah, in any way that he mattered and form that he wants us to serve. But it also, on top of the fact, it's also in this relationship of avodas Hashem, of how you should perform mitzvahs. It's also an understanding that the acts of the Kadosh Baruch Hu directed towards Bnei Yisrael, and at times they seem to be beyond our comprehension, and yet we accept it. And we accept it because of our relationship. That is the Parah Adumah, the Chok. Not understanding the meanings of the world, the meanings of history, the meanings of Jewish history. How to understand, how to comprehend, how to accept. That's the Parah Adumah aspect. Nevertheless, comes the Parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because only a Moshe Rabbeinu. Only a Sarah. Nevertheless, whisper into God's ears what is in our hearts. What's in our hearts is to ask a Ginnik enough. What do you want from us? Haven't we given you enough? This relationship of marriage, this relationship of love, is just so much. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu, accepts the punishment upon himself. Because of his love of Klal Yisrael, and Sarah's love of her children, of a complaint, of a certain whisper back into the ear of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ginnik Shon. What else can you ask from us? What more can you ask? It seems at this moment, in America at least, COVID has been defeated. Many of us, from many states, if not all of the states, have already stopped just about all of the COVID restrictions. And it seems that we have survived the Se'eris Paleta. Hundreds of thousands of Americans were killed, millions worldwide. Thousands and I don't know how many of Orthodox Jews, and I don't know how many of how many thousands of Jews throughout the world and here in America perished. And I saw some individuals say perhaps there should be time for a communal benching of Hagomel. The problem with that halachically, maybe because of a taz, but whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's really just a concept of something of Hagomel. It's such a beautiful idea. So the two messages have to be given out. One message is that, yes, it's time to say a Birchas Hagomel, at least in our hearts. A Birchas Hagomel to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Parah Adumah was thrown onto this world. Who could understand the purpose and the reason, the rationale for such a pandemic? To see so many people suffering in every manner of form. Health-wise, of course, is the most important. But the loneliness of individuals, you go through all the shilas that were asked. Remember last Seder, not this Seder, but last year's Seder, when you heard so many people having a Seder by themselves, or a husband and wife without their children to be surrounding them. The pain of being alone. The economic pressures that were put on so many people losing their jobs. It's time to say a Birchas Hagomel to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we survived. And then there were just so many that were lost this year, so many Gedolim, so many of our Rebbes, so many of our teachers. Of course, here in West Hempstead, the death of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Yehuda Kelmer. This was the Moshe Rabbeinu in us. This was the Sora Imenu in us, whispering now into the ears of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ginnik Shein. You took too many people away this year. I lost Rabbi Lam. We all lost Rabbi Lam. Also, our Rebbe. We lost Rav Kelemer. We lost Rav David Feinstein. There's so many names that we can mention. Yehi Ratzon, then Zchus, of accepting the mitzvahs and performing the mitzvahs and learning the mitzvahs of Pura Aduma, that with all of our heart we once again commit ourselves to the Avodas Hashem b'shleimusa, to the Avodas Hashem without question, that the marriage, the Nesuin, which is the vow between Klal Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that chus, we should be zocha to the removal of the pandemic to the entire world, and the b'mehera b'yameinu, the Mashiach to the Kenu, should usher in the time of Mashiach.